We're fighting a war. I don't think we can win. But it's a good thing, baby. But I ain't thinking. Ron Artis II plays guitar, sings, and writes his own songs. But that's only part of his story. Like others in his prolific North Shore family, he doesn't see boundaries among art forms. He grew up painting, making movies, playing every musical instrument in his house, and collaborating with his parents and siblings on any number of projects. When you're in a world like that, you never lack for inspiration. And Ron and his Les Paul guitar are with us in our studio. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me back.
I often think of you as somebody who grew up in an ideal environment to foster creativity in children. And what was it like?
It was a lot of fun. It was creatively challenging at times. Like you said, both my parents really believed that in having freedom of choice and freedom to create and think for yourself. So it was a lot of fun. We did music. We were all homeschooled. I started learning piano and how to write music and at an early age. Mm-hmm. So it was sort of a second nature to me growing up.
And when it's part of life in that way, there's not a lot of critical judgments of the good, better, best variety. You know what I mean? It's not that, am I good enough? You didn't run into a lot of that, I don't think.
You mean as far as quality of music?
Being very critical of you know, that there you have to be especially gifted to be effective as a musician.
The thing that I pointed out with my parents growing up is my whole family does music, art, and different things. Mm-hmm. Some do it to different degrees. Mm-hmm. And there was one thing, I was a really arrogant young guy. So when I learned my one-string guitar solo, I thought I was the greatest guitar player in the whole town.
Well, that's a guitar player thing, as you know.
And my dad had really comical ways of, you know, bringing us back down to earth. And mm-hmm. sometimes we just go and he'd just grab a vinyl record of B.B. King or someone and just, you know, blow the dust off, put it on the record player, and didn't have to say a word. Mm-hmm. And our egos would shrink themselves. So, but my dad always believed in remaining humble and doing the work, rehearsing, practicing, keeping your ears open to hear what the other artists are doing, because in the world of art, there is no best.
Right.
There's just all the different interpretations. But there is a lot of emphasis on good or bad music in two different ways. And the more one that was dominant in our family was good and bad music or art come down to what you create, meaning is it going to be positive and constructive, mm-hmm. or is it going to be negative and destructive? Mm-hmm. And those were the two things that we were all taught to be very aware of growing up with our art forms. If you created a song, it had to be something constructive that would better the way of life for someone, whoever got to listen to it.
Even though a lot of your dad's music was blues-based, it wasn't Poor Me.
No, my dad loved the blues.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would sometimes write comical songs for us about, you know, waking up and it'd be a slow blues song. Waking up, going in the kitchen, finding out everybody else had been in there already and the ice cream was gone.
I could relate to that. Hey, before we run out of time, let's put together a tune.
Yeah, let's just make something up. We're gonna jump in A flat minor here. And
all I need is a key.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, alrighty.
You're a legend yourself. A choice to be the sunshine in somebody's life.
Yeah, go ahead.
So every morning that we rise, we got the moment to be sunshine in somebody's life. If you think you can't make it through, go ahead and let your love shine on.
Go ahead, Chris. I gotta hear your guitar a little bit.
That was fun, and you know, it's fun to just take something like that and see where it goes, right? Mistakes and all, and
it's to
create. I've always envied you, Ron, growing up. Of course, you know, as your buddies with your dad, and watching your kids grow up in such a creative atmosphere.
Thanks, man. You are a great inspiration to me and my family as well. Watching you play with my dad and rehearse with my dad and everything.
Man. Pulling out those vinyl records, huh?
Yeah.
It's good to have you. And
thank you.
Ron Ortiz II is a multi-instrumentalist from Oahu's North Shore who will be performing at Blue Note Hawaii March 1st.
Start to rise, searching for what you keep inside. So everybody got something to say. You got to live for you never feel alive.